Thank you, Pat. Good morning, everyone. In the past, we've spoken about scenario planning and stress testing at much lower oil price levels. This has now become a reality. In an environment of weaker global growth and lingering risk aversion, we think that it is wise to plan for an extended period of suppressed and volatile market conditions. Sasol is no different from other local and global companies who've taken cognizance of what's currently happening in the economic climate and reviewed their levers of discretionary spend, being capital expenditure and dividends. For the first time, we've adopted a more cautious approach to our interim dividend, and for the first time, we've reduced, we've reduced our capital expenditure program for the next 3 years, adopting a more flexible approach. Cash is king. Our prudent balance sheet management in the past has stood the company in good stead to navigate the storm. In order to better position the company in uncertain credit markets where liquidity has dried up, we have adopted a cash conservation approach, and I will talk more about that in a while. As I go through our solid half-year results, the positive fundamentals of Sasol will come through. We are a robust business that continue to deliver solid returns. We have renewed our focus on the basics, which includes cost containment, operational efficiencies, a focus on working capital improvement and risk management. And importantly, we continue to pre-invest for long-term growth. Looking at the market conditions that we see in the last 6 months period compared to that of the prior year, we can see that each 6 months period tell quite a different story. It's like a tale of two cities. In the last 6 months period, even though we see that we've achieved high average crude oil prices and fairly high average product prices, we notice that a declining trend on the Brent crude oil price. Brent bottomed out in December at approximately less, actually, than $40 a barrel, and that was approximately about a third of what we achieved at the start of the period. And it is quite the opposite in terms of trend of what was experienced in the prior year. Chemical prices, as we can see, has followed the same trend as oil prices. And in the top right-hand graph, we see the weakening of the rand, which contributed to higher fuel prices. But we see that it had quite the opposite effect on inflation. It has resulted in a higher inflationary environment experienced in South Africa. As you know, we are sensitive to these economic variables. And for budgeting and forecasting purposes, for every US dollar change in the annual average crude oil price, we expect to have a 500 million rand impact on our operating profit. And for every 10 cents change in the rand-dollar exchange rate, we expect a 760 million rand impact on our operating profit. So having set the scene in terms of economic variables for the half year, we see that headline earnings was 51% up for the six-month period. However, there is a health warning on the second half. In terms of the increase in operating profit, which was 53% higher than the prior year, largely impacted by the higher prices that were achieved both in terms of product prices and crude oil prices, and we saw the positive impact of the 28% weakening in the rand. In addition, the crude oil hedge, or should I rather say, even though we do not speculate, but we did score on the crude oil hedge in the period, a net gain of 5 billion rand has been recognized in this period, although we did receive 1.7 billion rand in terms of cash flows for the first 6 months. 3.3 billion rand of that gain is still unrecognized. Importantly, the hedge, this current hedge, will expire in May this year, and we will reconsider a hedge into the future. However, this will depend on market conditions and pricing at the time, and we do expect to take this decision before the end of the financial year. Overall, the group did deliver higher production volumes despite lower synfuels volumes, and that was mainly due to increased volumes from Oria, the Oria Sasol plant, as well as increased volumes from Oryx. Importantly, you would note that other expenditure was quite a material impact on the current year expenditure. Large other expenditure items such as the wax fine impacted that amount, as well as the Nzalo IFRS 2 charge. And if you had excluded the impact, we see that operating profit despite that was 26%. But if you exclude these large once-off other expenditure items, our operating profit would have been 34%. Operating margin, rather, would have been 34%. Looking at the impact, we see on this slide of the increase in operating profit compared to the prior year, large impacts from a weaker exchange rate and the crude oil prices, including the hedge impact in there. But we do start noting the declining or the impact, the negative impact of product prices and the inflationary impact on our operating profits coming through. And clearly, we do expect the declining product prices to be more evident in the second half. Moving on to cash fixed costs, we see that cash fixed costs, before taking into account new business and study costs, as well as these once-off impacts here, we see that cash fixed costs have been contained within PPI inflationary levels, which is more applicable to our group. Pat spoke about initiatives that we've embarked on to reduce cash fixed costs, and this current economic climate also presents the opportunity for us to be tougher on negotiations with suppliers and contractors with a strong focus on competitive procurement. We're also reviewing costs where it does not impact the sustainability of our business, and we've renewed our focus on operational efficiencies with the aim of reducing our unit costs or unit production costs over the longer term in a sustainable manner. We see an overall first half improvement for all the clusters. Important to note that in all the subsequent cluster slides, we are excluding the impact of the wax fine, which does not pertain to the business performances. And when we look at the breakdown of the profitability per cluster, we again see a very strong contribution from the South African energy cluster. But we also see quite substantial contributions coming through from the international energy as well as the chemicals cluster. The international energy cluster has made a strong contribution for the second successive reporting period. We also see that the fairly healthy margins reflected in all the clusters. There are some once-off items in the international energy cluster that I will talk about. However, we do note the small decline in the chemicals cluster margin coming through, and that is expected to further contract in the second half. Moving on to the South African energy cluster, which contributes more than three quarters of the group operating profit, we see that with the exception of Sasol Oil, the SA energy cluster benefited from higher prices and the weaker rand. Synfuels remains the highest contributor to the group operating profit, and its profit includes a hedge gain of 4.9 billion rand. We spoke about the lower volumes at Synfuels. Synfuels volumes was lower by about 3%, and this is due to plant instability. These gasifier problems, amongst others, are in the process of being addressed, and Synfuels expects its total volumes for the year to be marginally down on that of last year. We note the 1.6 billion rand loss that was made in Sasol Oil for the past financial period, and this was as a result of a sharp decline in product prices on the back of falling crude oil prices, which did result in large negative stock effects in Sasol Oil, and they have experienced pressure in their refining margins. In terms of the second half's performance, Oil is expecting to improve their performance with lower stock effects expected. However, pressure will remain on the refining margins. We're delighted with the production ramp-up at Oryx, which positively impacted SSI's profitability. Sasol and its JV partner in Oryx have recently decided to repay the project finance facility that is in Oryx, and that is with the knowledge that Oryx is generating healthy cash flows. It's important to note that half of SSI's profit includes a once-off profit of 509 million rand that was realized on the reduction of our interest in EGTL. Included in SSI's profits as well is the increased project activities in China, Uzbekistan and India, amongst others, that Pat spoke about in the project pipeline. It's encouraging to see SPI's operating profit for the half year equaling at 1 billion rand, equaling the full year profit that was achieved last year. Pat spoke about the exploration and new business development in SPI that continues in Mozambique, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea and Gabon. The chemicals cluster delivered a strong performance. However, as I said, there is a health warning on the second half expected, especially due to the sharp downturn in worldwide chemical markets, and this will have a significant impact on the second half's performance. The production ramp-up at Aria Sasol Polymers actually contributed to the increase in polymers profits, despite polymers experiencing a declining sales prices towards the latter half of the six-month period. Solvents also did very well, benefiting from a weaker rand and higher prices and margins, even though they did achieve lower sales volumes. And solvents is in the process the Solvents European business is doing a business improvement plan. They're restructuring the European businesses, and this could involve the rationalization of certain production facilities and with the aim of long-term cost optimization in that part of the business. You would notice that the ONS business has been impacted by the economic recession with the reduced profitability that we see there at 135 million rand, and this is due to its exposure to the automotive and construction sectors. The turnaround process in ONS is actually progressing very well, and the robustness of this business has already been improved. 7 production facilities in ONS have been shut down, and the headcount has been reduced by approximately 300 people. Our intention is to further optimize this business and to explore selected group cost and growth optimization opportunities. Our cash on hand of 22 billion rand at the end of the period and the deleveraged balance sheet positions Sasol well to navigate the global economic crisis. Pat spoke about the review and the reprioritization of capital expenditure. We've reduced our 3-year capital expenditure forecast by approximately 40%. And our intention is to spend roughly at the same levels at the current year. We're anticipating the current year spend at approximately 15 billion rand. And like I said, for the next 2 years, we anticipate to spend roughly at the same levels. What's quite important is that we will be adopting a flexible approach to the capital expenditure program, and we do continue to invest in the pre-feasibility and the feasibility for large growth projects. Like Pat spoke about our healthy project pipeline, and as you can see, we have many attractive projects from which to choose. We're focusing on working capital improvement, although it is challenging in the current economic climate. And importantly, from a risk management perspective, we are monitoring our group credit exposure and our exposure to counterparty risks. We've spoken about our lowered targeted gearing range. It now sits at a range of 20 to 40% to take cognizance of the current economic climate. As regards the dividend policy, We do expect to maintain our dividend policy on an annual basis between the 2 to 3.5 times cover. And we said that we will give consideration to the capitalization share award for the final dividend. This decision was made adopting this more cautious approach to the interim dividend. It was really taking into account the volatility and the uncertainty in the current economic climate in the interests of the company's long-term growth strategy and the preservation of shareholder value. What we must point out to you, though, is that it would be wrong to take the current dividend of 250 cents a share and extrapolate that to estimate our earnings for the full year. Our calculation when we adopted this more cautious approach to the interim dividend has been far more complicated than that. Now on to the outlook. We are planning for tough times ahead. It has been difficult to forecast in the current environment, and therefore you'll see that there's a lack of adjectives when we describe the reduction in earnings that we do expect for the full year. And let's take note of that. We do have a very short-term view with respect to product demand and prices. However, we are expecting a weaker rand in the second half of the year. On the production side, we spoke about marginally lower volumes expected for Synfuels and increased volumes from Aria Sasol and Oryx. What this slide shows us is that we do have a solid track record of meeting our set targets over the cycle through the highs and lows, as you can see here in the top two graphs. And that's quite important to note. We have recently increased our weighted average cost of capital from 11.75% to 13.25% in South Africa. So importantly, any growth projects will have to meet or exceed the hurdle rate of 30% above WACC in order to be approved. We have cash on hand. I mentioned the 22 billion rand at the end of December, and a strong balance sheet position. In this environment, gearing is not the constraint. It is liquidity due to very uncertain and illiquid credit markets. And you can see that there's news every day that we have to keep track of. As you would have heard from both Pat and I, at Sasol we have taken proactive measures to conserve cash and improve liquidity, to improve cost and operational efficiencies, and to reprioritize capital expenditure, taking a flexible approach. In conclusion, Sasol is well positioned for the tough times ahead. We are planning for an extended period of economic downturn, and we are providing sufficient liquidity for the downside risks too, including on volumes, prices, working capital, etc. We are still a robust business with strong fundamentals. We will continue for the pre-investment for growth, as we do believe that this is in the long-term interests of all our stakeholders. Over to you, Pat.